Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
On to this now, you may have heard that a school was gutted in Riverlea, and that unfortunately happened over the weekend. We do have on the line Deputy SGB Chairperson at Riverlea High School, Keegan Everson. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mr. Everson, this is not the first time we're told that the school had been torched before at some other time. What are your suspicions around why this is happening?
Okay, so let me start by saying the community that we find ourselves in is riddled with drugs. It's riddled with gangsterism. And on a few occasions, we've actually found drug addicts on the premises. Mm. And with that came about some cable thefts, some furniture being stolen and so forth. And so this is pure criminality and, a lack of security over the weekends has also, made it more accessible for them to just come in and do everything.
Would it have been intentional arson or the kind of criminality where maybe somebody was stealing cables and a mistake happened?
I think at this point we don't know for certain. There is currently an investigation on the way.
Yeah.
However, when we look at certain things, you can see that it seems intentional.
We're not going to speculate too much, but I suppose it's for us to try and understand, as you said, what could have been the motive behind torching a school. Would there be any reasons why a school building would be a target?
I think that's leaves us all discombobulated at this point. Because I think that is just something out of this world to think about. My perspective is this. It could have been because of the cable theft. They came in there and probably they were disturbed and they were mad at something and they just thought, let's just torch up the place. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say. I think there's just too much happening. But we've had a lot of vandalism at the school. There's a lot of cable theft and so forth. And perhaps, like I say, they were disturbed and just thought, let's just torch this place up. But that's just speculation, I can say.
How has this affected the community?
I must say that it has stirred up the community. Mm. We've had numerous outcries to the community to say that, we're having issues at the school. Mm. We do have issues with security, and we cried out to the community to come and hold hands with us as the SGB, and also, just to assist even the department. And they were reluctant at first. However, now we see that the community has actually stood up. They are going out and trying to get some information as to who could have, who the perpetrators were. Mm. They are even coming to the school. They're helping with cleanup. They are also now assisting with patrols in the evening. And so, I think it has just put a spotlight on the community and said, listen, hey, it is now time that we take ownership of our school.
Mm. There's always been concern that even when the community is aware of who could be, behind certain criminal acts, the police themselves don't assist in that regard when people do come up. Is there now a better relationship between the community and the police? And I know for some time it was quite difficult, especially during the times when there was that protest that lasted, I think, 100 days. How now are relations between the community and the police?
You are so correct when you say that the community is reluctant to even give information to the police, as they feel that some of the information could leak, and at times their lives could be in danger if they expose the culprits. Mm. But with that said, I feel a sense there's a bit of a change in the attitudes. I think SAPS are joining in now, and we see a lot of movement from SAFs. We see them being more visible. Mm. There's a bit more confidence in the from the community in SAFs. And we've got a lot of other law agencies also coming in to assist. And so I think there is a relationship being built. As I've also previously said that we've reached out to say that, listen, we cannot do this on our own. Mm. We cannot blame SAFs. We cannot blame the department. We cannot blame the SGB. We cannot blame the community. However, if we all come together, let's hold hands, and together we can make this a success. And we can turn this thing around.
Are there those efforts starting to resonate with the community? Are you feeling like it's time people, are they starting to come together more?
I would say I can definitely see there is a change. Mm. There is definitely a change. People are showing up. As I've mentioned, people are now coming and not just saying, hey, what is the department doing? What are they bringing? No, people are rocking up and saying, listen, what can I do? Can I bring some paint? Can I bring a spray? Can I clean up? Can I do this? So it shows there is some interest now that has grown. And we are definitely forming a great working relationship with the SGB, with the department, with SAFs, as well as the community.
Of course, unfortunately, at the center of this is that, you know, students, children need to learn. How's the...
Absolutely.
And I know that they're on holiday now, but is there anxiety? You are in the school governing body. What are the thoughts and feelings by parents, particularly when school is about to resume, about... As, again, the security that you keep talking of, you know, is there a concern about that level of security or insecurity in the school?
No, definitely. I think what I can just say at this point is, as the deputy chairperson of the SGB, I'm quite relieved to see the amount of work that the department is putting in and, the efforts in trying to remedy the situation. And, with the school reopening next week, today we've actually there's an entire area that we've cleaned up and we've prepared for mobile units that will be coming through tomorrow. And that will obviously, alleviate the pressure from, the school wall, because we initially thought we'd put everybody in the school hall, get some furniture in there. And so there's some movement. And even with that, the department has also, come to the party and said, look, we hear your cry and we're going to make a concerted effort to ensure that, security is beefed up. We are also looking at local security within our community that can also assist us. SAFs have also shown up. They've been on the scene and they have also vowed to ensure that there will be there'll be more visible policing from their side as well. And so this brings some sort of a relief. However, there is a few other measures that we also moving forward, in beefing up security on the premises itself. What I mean by that is we need to look at lighting. We need to look at perhaps security cameras. We need to look at rebuilding some of the walls that have been vandalized and that has now created an access point for the criminals. But at this point, I'm confident that there is some change with regard to security.
For some time, there was quite a big movement in trying to get government to consider managing issues of gangsterism and drugs holistically. And the community was quite adamant that it's not about just bringing in the police for a particular period and then they retract. There needs to be more efforts to dealing with this entire thing holistically, recreation, and I don't have to give you the list, you know the list. How far are we with, addressing the holistic problem here? Because as you point out, it's one thing to bring in extra security, sort of a temporary shelter for the students to study, but we do need a bigger plan. You started the conversation by saying, well, we must address the fact that we are in a community where there are a lot of drugs, there are a lot of, criminal activity related to gangs and so on. Do you feel that we are starting to deal with the holistic approach that everybody has been talking about?
I think at this point, I would say we are still a bit far off from that.
Mm.
There's quite a lot of work that needs to go in. And the reason why I say that, one of the things that I've been, or we as the SGP have been championing, is the fact that we're looking at the school even starting up a skill center. What we've identified is we did a short survey within the school, and we realized that because at one point we were addressing the bullying that was happening at the school, we were looking at the dropout. And then we found that some of our kids obviously struggle academically.
Mm.
And some of them mentioned it that, we need like a skills thing. We're good with our hands. And so that is one of the programs that we're looking at bringing back into the school, turning it into a technical school where kids could then, get a skill and get it accredited through the CETA services and so forth. And also then turning the school back into a technical school. And we think this could be just one step in the right direction in dealing with some of the social ills, because not only will we give them those skills, but we'll also bring in some of your pastors from the community that will also be journeying with some of the kids and mentoring them, because I think that's more needed there. And above that, we're also looking at doing workshops for parents, because as you mentioned earlier, some of the parents would actually harbor the kids, and I don't want to go into too much detail, but we feel that some of our parents also need to be workshopped, and there's rehabilitation that needs to happen with both kids and parents, and then we will start addressing the holistic view of crime and gangsterism within our community. And we are making traction with regard to that. As I've mentioned, we do have a few programs running currently. And now our cry is, let's get the school rebuilt. Hopefully we can make a lot of noise and we can get our skills in the boat as well.
Yeah, I really appreciate you giving us the time to outline it all for us. Thank you very, very much. The Deputy SGB of the Chairperson at Riverlea High School, Keegan Everson. It's not an easy one, but I'm glad that there are some improvements in relations, and there seems to be some sort of movement there.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.